Teachers across New South Wales prisons are protesting a series of reforms that outsource educational jobs and change the way prisoners are educated. The reforms also seek to privatise other parts of jail services. These changes come as the adult prison population is reaching record highs across Australia, and in New South Wales alone, prisons are running at 112% capacity. Something has to be done to relieve the pressure, but is privatisation the way forward? Shane Anderson investigates.
The New South Wales government is proposing to cut 130 of 158 teaching staff in prisons as part of the Better Prisons Reform Program. In their place will be 60 outsourced clerical staff who the government claims will increase numeracy and literacy course participation by 20%. The current staff are tertiary qualified, but for the new staff, this won't be a requirement. Prison teachers say the maths doesn't add up. President of the Corrective Services Teachers Association, Stuart Burkett, has 15 years' experience teaching in prisons. He says the proposed changes will let prisoners down.
All the research is saying that key to adult rehabilitation and reducing reoffending is quality adult education in jail. Okay, what they're going to do, they've decided that essentially they're stripping adult education from the prisons and they're going to replace it with training only. In fact, there'll be no one in the jails that we're going to need to have a teaching qualification. And so for these kind of students, I mean, this is madness. With these guys, you know, if you're not sort of into it and you're not kind of experienced, you don't know what you're doing, these guys spot it really easily. And we're just afraid that people won't come and that it'll really have a damaging effect on rehabilitation for these men and women.
And have you received any complaints from the prisoners?
Oh, heaps. Real plenty. I've had so many people in this particular part coming up to me saying, what can we do? What do you mean you're going? What are they talking about? You see, it's more as well. It's more than just the classes. We facilitate the distance education. We run the libraries. We're involved in case management.
In a written statement, the Minister for Corrective Services, David Elliott, told The Wire,
a review of the current education model concluded that it does not meet demand nor achieve the desired outcomes, and that specialist education and training organisations would be more effective than corrective services in providing most of these services. Inmate participation in education has fallen over the last 3 years, and this needs to be addressed.
But the New South Wales Teachers Federation's Rob Long says teachers are already doing everything they can to reduce recidivism rates.
A number of inmates have previously had possibly very bad experience in relation to formal education settings. Our teachers do the most amazing work in trying to encourage them, and that can include a whole series of different strategies that may mean starting at a very low level and not actually focusing on the students' predominant need for literacy, because a number of inmates, particularly older men, don't actually like admitting that they have literacy and numeracy problems. So that's a really complex and also rewarding relationship that teachers develop with inmates.
Stuart Burkett from the Corrective Services Teachers Association says they were not consulted about the reform and that their complex roles as teachers are being misrepresented.
We've had the minister saying, oh, you know, they're only teaching music appreciation classes and, oh, they're only doing art classes. There's no literacy and numeracy. That's just an absolute untruth. Overwhelmingly, what we do here is literacy and numeracy. He also claimed that the vocational programs are dominated by art and music. Rubbish. Absolutely untrue. 95% of the stuff we do is sourced from TAFE and it's pure voc ed.
Stuart also believes that better prisons reform is politically driven.
It's an ideological move. The ideology is they want to unload public sector workers. We also think, of course, this is the start of a bigger attack intended to privatise jails all across the state.
Alongside the education changes, the Better Prisons Reform will also be privatising New South Wales prisons under a market testing scheme. 1 in 5 Australian prisoners are already detained in a private prison. Independent journalist Anthony Lowenstein, and author of the book Disaster Capitalism, says Australia only needs to look at international examples to show this model simply doesn't work.
Unfortunately, New South Wales and many other Australian states are following the failed examples of the US and the UK particularly, to the point where, for example, in the US, in the last month or so, the Obama administration has decided to end the privatisation of federal prisons because they realised after years of research that two things was a problem. One, that the conditions in these facilities were very poor, and the ability of prisoners to reform was also very poor, and they made a decision to end them. So New South Wales, sadly, I think for ideological reasons and very politically ignorant reasons, is following these footsteps, and they shouldn't, because the examples overseas show the conditions in private prisons are generally far worse than in public prisons.
So why do we assume that the private sector can operate these prisons better?
Good question. I honestly don't know, because the facts do not bear this out. Unfortunately, for 30 years or so now, there's been a neoliberal agenda pushed by, in Australia, the Liberals and Labor, that says that certain things should be in public hands, but certain things should be outsourced, should be run for profit. And the examples of prisons, many prisons, the immigration detention centres in Australia, both onshore and offshore, Nauru and Manus Island, show a complete and utter unaccountable disaster. And I think there needs to be a lot of pressure and questions on the New South Wales Liberal government, and for that matter, the Labor opposition, to ask why they believe that outsourcing these facilities, in fact, will be good for prisoners and society, when in fact it will not be at all.
Independent journalist Anthony Lowenstein ending that report by Shane Anderson. And teachers will be marching on New South Wales Parliament House at 11 a.m. tomorrow to protest these reforms.